anointed the chosen one, not only by 156 million Brazilian voters, but by God himself. Right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro and former leftist leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are both courting the evangelical Christian vote. It will be a decisive but divided vote.
A man of God defends biblical values. We want a traditional family. Bolsonaro stands by these values, while Lula is a communist.
When evangelical women support Lula, will be raped and have borne the brunt of the COVID-19 pandemic, dealing with unemployment and unequal wages. Lula has always defended the poor and the women.
One-third of Brazilian voters consider themselves evangelical Christians. In 2018, 70% of their votes went to Bolsonaro, who projected himself as a man of faith. But that has changed.
Bolsonaro made good on his promise to give evangelicals power by naming pastors to three key ministries, including one dealing with women, family and human rights. But there's more to family values than morality. Brazilians faced enormous tragedy with the COVID-19 pandemic, which Bolsonaro underplayed, and is still facing economic hardship.
The majority of Brazil's population is still Catholic, but that's rapidly changing.
It may not look like it, but this simple building here is one of 21 evangelical churches that sprout every day in Brazil. That's an average of one new church per hour.
Recent polls show Bolsonaro is favored among evangelicals, but he's losing ground to Lula.
7 out of every 10 evangelicals are women who earn less than 2 minimum wages. They vote for Lula because they're worried about everyday problems, like putting food on the table.
Bolsonaro has deployed his wife, an evangelical Christian, to win over women's votes.
Jair Messias Bolsonaro, you were chosen by God.
Lula is reminding voters that they should rely on facts rather than faith.
Do not use the name of God in vain.
But this election may come down to who can solve voters' problems on earth, rather than offering them a place in heaven. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.